Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', y'all? PSA Hip Hop, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. Watch, what's good, brother?
What's good, brother? How you?
I'm doing good, brother. I can't call it, man. Let's get right into this, man. I feel like, dog, am I right on this? Since 2017, since we're doing the show together, we've touched every Styles P album? From Talib Kweli down?
Yes, we have.
Wow.
Yes.
What else can we say about Styles, brother, before we get into the meat and potatoes? I feel like every time me and you link up and talk about Styles, it's the same story, and I say that in the most positive way, obviously. Why it's consistency, growth, our age group, still making dope music. I mean, what else can I throw in there, brother?
That one of the things that every time we talk about who are our top five or who's the top, you know, it's always Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Pac, Eminem,
right.
Scarface,
Andre
3000,
right?
You know, they throw all these names in there, and they never say Styles P. Yet, if you base it on the reality of hip-hop and what me and you listen to, Styles P is clearly has to be in this conversation. He has to be.
Watch. Let me ask you before you continue. Does he get the same treatment that maybe a Big Boy on Outkast gets, in the sense of they'll put Andre 3000 or Jadakiss, let's say they have a list, right, bro, and they have them at 11, and they'll put Big Boy at 25 or Styles at 25. Do you feel that way about Styles? Or maybe Big Boy gets a little bit more. Maybe that's not. How you feel about that?
I will just say I don't know enough about Big Boy to say that, because I like Styles better than Big Boy. So I would have to have felt that way about – I would have to feel that way about Big Boy the way I feel about Styles P. So I'm not the right person to be able to answer that question.
But I think it has to be said. I think we said this before. It's not breaking news on PSA Hip Hop, man. Styles P, consistency. I love Jadakiss, Watts. I really do, brother. But the last two projects, brother, solo projects, Styles is lapping him at this point, bro. And I hate Styles. I don't. If you listen to this, I'm not trying to play divide and conquer between you and Jada, brother. I'm not trying. I'm giving you respect by saying that. So please don't take it no way by me saying that, brother. I just feel like Styles is maybe lapped as a reach. Maybe let's not use the word lapped. How about that? He's a bit more consistent than Jada. How about that? I won't use the word lapped.
I'm not even going to say he's being more consistent than Jada. I'm going to say straight up and down, Styles P puts out better hip-hop albums than Jada. He
yes.
is not trying to appeal
yes.
to an audience that is not trying to receive him. Styles P is an MC who's about getting busy on the mic, and he raps to what his strengths are. He's not trying to appeal. You're not going to hear auto-tune. He's not looking for whoever is the hottest R&B guy at the moment to collab to hopefully get radio play with. No, this is not
right.
this is not a slight.
Right.
This is just the reality of the
right.
hip-hop
yeah.
he's doing. The man
yeah.
has been doing songs from I'm Black. Like, he's been on this type of time. It's amazing that it takes to, you know, almost 20 years later for people to understand, wow, this dude has been,
well,
okay, I'll put it even in a better category. Styles P has been more consistent than Royce. And you see how we give Royce all these props? But
yes.
if we go back to Styles P from Gangsta and the Gentleman album, that was a better album than Royce's first album, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
So
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with
putting
that.
Out. So the point is, Styles P, since 2002, if you count all his 98 Lox album, he has been arguably the most consistent rapper of the last 25 years.
That number
never
is outstanding.
That's been bad.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, you and I talked about him and Dave East. We've talked about G-Host. We've talked about, I mean, last year with Blam Blam and all that. That was one of our favorite collaborations last year with Styles, Conway, Benny, those boys and all that. But let's get right into this, man. Styles P, Ghost, Your Enthusiasm, not to be confused with Curb Your Enthusiasm, first off. The Garfield skit with It's Real, what do you think about that?
I went by it. I don't want to hear. I want to hear rapping. I'm about getting straight to it.
Yeah, but we do come from the era of skits, though. Let's be real. We do come from the era.
No, I understand that, but I'm about rapping right now, man. I'm about bars.
Okay. The first song, Watch Noah and David. If you know Noah, which is Styles P's son, and he actually does production now for his, that's wild. Imagine getting copping beats from your son, my G. Like, it's not hard to get a beat from your son. How dope is that? Because if you look at Styles P, if you young boys want to use pause, whatever word y'all want to use. If you look on Styles P's neck, he has a tattoo for years with Noah on there. And when I interviewed him last year, when he did Geos, pardon me, at the time he did Geos, he was telling me about Noah's son actually doing beats for him. How fly is that you can go to your son and cop a beat?
It's dope.
He's not a bad producer.
I really like it. I think that's dope. I think that's real dope, man. I really like that.
Mm. We said middle-aged nigga, but you know I got the new sauce. All I know is pay the IRS. That's the government. Like, that kind of talk, bro, that's my language. Like, Styles be rapping to me like, he's a rapper, and there's a different lifestyle than me and you watch. But he be coming, it's like he's talking to the blue-collar niggas, the 9-to-5 niggas, the niggas that be outside trying to get it every day like us. So what do you think about the first song, Noah and David?
I think style straight out the gate goes hard, gives us street bars. I think it is a fire setup. And just off of the first song alone, I'm just like, it just made me reevaluate. I just kept thinking, man, Styles is constantly, like, I can't get over the fact that Styles is giving me high-level lyricism. And I started thinking back to 1996, and niggas done saw something when he was, like, sitting at the table playing and plug the fan in. And I'm just like, yo, this dude has always been dead nice. We all in 2020, in the middle of the year, and Styles P still that dude. First song is a banger, man.
That's crazy.
Out the gate, banger.
Next song, my G100. I want to say yesterday or day before yesterday, he dropped a video for this joint. I like the hook a lot. Have you sat on your ass or have you done something? Do you stay out the way or you love fronting and all that? I love that kind of talk from Style, man. Are you keeping it 100 with me or it's 99.9? That line right there was so dope to me, man. I feel like SP is just on some having good people around him kind of type of vibe with this song, man. Having people that have your best interest at heart, man. I really like the song 100 a lot, man. Talk to me.
This is a smooth track. Styles blessing his own hook. I really liked throughout this album he was doing his own hook. Like, he was like, hold up. People don't know I can do my own hooks, and I'm nice at my hooks. Mm-hmm. I really respected that he could do his own hooks. And let me tell you what I really respected. That was a theme throughout this album. Styles was giving me three verses on songs, man.
Yes,
and
a
I
lot
really
of drinks.
Really
a lot of
appreciated
drinks.
That. So this is a song where he gave me three verses. He flipped 100 in mad different styles on how you would use 100. I really like this song, brother. This was another dope song.
Next song, my G, California, featuring The Whispers, not the old school 70s group, The Whispers. The Whispers, listen, man, I like this song a lot. So whoever The Whispers is, and it's not, like I said, old school Whispers song, I like the fact that they bless the hook very lovely. Style says California fried, California weed, getting California high is the California ride, but I keep it New York, though. I like that. He's showing love to Cali. But he's still saying, I'm keeping New York, though. What's your take on California featuring The Whispers, my guy?
Yo, this was another dope song. And Styles immediately caught me when he said, you got a flow, then you know I got a tsunami. Like that, I was like, man, it's fire. Like, you rap, but my rapping is way different than what you do. And I really liked it. He gave three verses giving Cali props. I thought this was another just dope, banging song. He giving Cali props, but like you said, I'm a New York dude, but I can show Cali love. Another dope song.
I'm going here, Lots, before we continue the next song, my G. I got Style Street for three out the gate, my guy.
Out the dogs?
Out the gate.
That's an understatement. Understatement.
You know what I mean?
Three is an understatement, dogs.
Yeah. Let's be real. Already, a lot of niggas can't give you 3 for 3. A lot of dudes can't give you 3 for 3.
Come on. He's already on his way to hitting for the cycle. That's a baseball reference. Styles P is doing that. He's about to hit for the cycle.
Next song, my G. Truth Be Told. Talking about pharmacy. Our wifey helped him out. She had a vision for the pharmacy. Obviously, talking about the juice bar. Back to the raps. Yeah, you learning to adapt. When your finances lack, some get a job and others get a pack. Talk about, like I said, open up the juice bar and all that, man. Like, there's a lot of grown man talking, and Styles always going to give you what's going on in his life and what he's got going on, man. Talk to me, man. Truth Be Told by SP the Ghost, man.
First thing I noticed about this song was the ill piano loop. You know, I'm somebody who loves Road to the Riches and the Symphony. So hip-hop songs that have ill pianos in it, I always like those.
I love that shit.
So
I
Styles
love that
had
word.
The ill piano loop. He went hard for 2 verses. Styles said, Fed's going to get you, or the lead's going to get you, or grimy bitch who give good head going to get you. I'm going to
get
that.
You.
That talked to my soul, man.
But that's
I'm
real,
just
though.
Like, okay, we're on a 4th song. We're on a 4th song, and Styles is going this hard, 2 hard verses. Another winner for Styles P, man, for me. 4 for 4, clear.
Next drink, Corona Kiss. I like the fact that Kiss actually did something like talk about coronavirus and all that. And Styles let him rock out and just do acapella, no beat. It's Jada rapping. Love to hear Kiss rap. Shit popping. Shit is real. Shit's dropping. Looking for our black leaders, but they TikToking. What? Why in the black neighborhood the virus hit different? Then when they find a vaccine, they find a chip in it. Yo, I love this shit. Kiss is spitting, man. 5 verse from Jada to me. Watch. Talking about what's going on right now, the pandemic. What you got, brother?
I absolutely love this. So I'm somebody who loves acapellas. You remember when Big Noise did the acapella before Give Up the Goods? So
yeah,
I don't have a problem with somebody spitting an acapella. And Kiss spit a fire acapella about what was going on in today's time. And I thought it was dope what you cited. Shit popping, shit is real, dropping, looking for our black leaders, but they TikToking. Flip-flopping, bosses are now threatened. Time in the world where a corpse is now a weapon.
That's fire.
That line right there is so real. Because we masked up, my nigga. You can shit through, you know, getting transmitted through spit or
airborne
your
and all this. Yeah.
Now a corpse is now a weapon. I was like, yeah, Jada. This is how you rap. Styles P showing you, you on my album, brother. We rapping, brother. We ain't trying to do nothing different. We rapping.
We ain't trying to holler at Neo, Miguel, Usher, Chris Brown, Ty Dolla Sign. You know what I mean? Well, I don't got a problem with that because Styles P, truth be told, one of his big songs is when he was with Rick Ross, though. So I'm like, I don't want to go there too much with it. But I see what you're saying. Watch, I'm going in. I don't know if it's going
to. Hold on. You consider, I think I'm Big Meek. You consider that one of Styles' biggest songs?
I think that was a good look for
Styles P.
That year, for Styles to rap on that song and get his bars up on a Rick Ross song at the time, and that song was real popular, I'm glad Styles was able to be on a song like that and hold his own. And not for no, I like the song more because Styles won it. No shade of Ross.
What do you mean hold his own? What do you mean hold his own? What do you mean hold his own? What do you mean?
When I say hold his own, I'm talking about in this era of people acting like New York niggas, like the South is winning right now. And at that time, niggas are trying to front on New York a lot. Let's keep it a stack. That Styles P can go on a verse. Styles P is a better rapper than Rick Ross. We're not doing that. I'm not having that conversation. I'm saying Styles P to get on that type of beat because let's be real, it's always going to be Jada who's going to get love for these rapping with certain dudes. To me, look at this. Jada got more songs with Ross, but that Styles P and Rick Ross song is better than any song Jada has with Ross. And Jada got a couple of joints with Ross. And this song shits on any song that Ross and Jada did. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Next song, I don't know if it's going to surprise you. My nigga, this is one of my favorite songs on the album, man. Time. I love the sample with Short with the beautiful soulful sample on there. Produced by Vinny Idol, man. Shout out to Vinny Idol. You and I know that Vinny Idol is the in-house producer for D-Block and all that. Smooth, chill joint. Watts, man, I was doing dirt with Special Ed. I got it made? So really? You was doing dirt 89 on Special Ed. I got it, mate. Listen, man, one of my favorite joints, man. Tom, brother, talk to me.
Well, so this is where me and you heard the same thing when we heard this song. Of course, as soon as we hear Vinny Idol, we're thinking about the mixtape ever, the mixtape ever, Locks ever, when everything is Vinny Idol. You know, Super Mario and Vinny Idol, we'd always hear that.
Words.
I like the fact that time is on a loop all the time. You can keep hearing time. I like that they were scratching on the track. I love the special ed reference. So this song gave me everything that I love about hip-hop. Soul, scratching, references, and dope rhymes from Styles P. Styles P, 5 for 5 already, out the gate. Out the gate, 5 for 5.
Next joint, Homies, featuring Snipe Life. Obviously, Snipe is a D-Block representative. Produced again by Styles P, son Noah. Basically, I mean, the song is kind of self-explanatory. Homies, honoring his homies. If honor is still notable, keep your homies tight. That's a hip-hop quotable. Snipe on the hook. And I got to keep it real, Watts. I like Snipe's verse on here, fam. I thought he had a dope verse on here. I had zero issue with Snipe's verse. We already know what Styles P going to do. Snipe, are you going to hold your own is the question. And he did. Talk to me, man. Homies featuring Snipe. Life, man.
I really liked Homies. I liked how Styles sets it off talking about his homies, how he got a homie for every situation. I thought, like you said, I thought Snipe, like, really spit a dope verse for the situation. Like, they talk about the homies, and I thought Snipe Life's verse was fire. Now, let me tell you what I love. I love that Styles P came back and spit a second verse. See, I didn't expect that. I thought Styles was going to spit his verse, then Snipe, but then Styles came back and hit some music bars. And I was like, yeah, this is the hip-hop
I know
about. This is the hip-hop I love. Styles P comes from
lot
that
of
ever
dudes,
man, that ever alive. That's
a lot
the
of dudes.
So
a lot of dudes, I noticed that, though. If it's my album, I'll drop a verse, you drop a verse, and that's it. Styles is like, nah, fam, I'm going to let you get your bars off, but I'm going to come back with a 16 right quick, though, Snipe. Yeah, man, I like Homies featuring Snipe, man. Next joint, I'm the Shit. Talking about having an F on his record. I thought the hook was solid. It's SB, man, just dropping gems, the De La Soul reference, plug one, plug two. I like the fact at the end of the song, watch that, Styles is saying nothing wrong with getting legal money. Let me slow it down again. There's nothing wrong with getting legal money, especially a dude like Styles who lived that life and to be 40-plus years old and said, put that out there to people. Yo, man, it's all right to get legal money, man. It's high, brothers. Talk to me, man. I'm the Shit, man.
This is another banger by Styles P. It's another song where he raps his own hook and spits two fire verses. Once again, this is Styles P. This album to me solidifies. Styles P is like, hold on, let me let y'all know something. I can do a complete song and need nobody. I'm writing my rhymes, I'm doing my hook, and I'm getting busy. This is a song that highlights that, and I appreciate it. So this is another dope song.
Next song, brother, Backpack Rap featuring Cassandra the Goddess. Wow. It's that backpack rap that you missing, have you, and your backpack and your whole whack raps and whack facts and all that. Yo, this is a dope song, man. I've never heard of Cassandra the Goddess, but, yo, she spit a fire verse, man. I like her flow, smooth voice. She had the wordplay. She got busy. Then, again, like she did with Snipe, SP was like, hey, hold up. You're not going to get a – I'm going to come back with a second verse also, man. Yeah, man, I really like this song, man, backpack rap. Very high – heavy replay value song on this one for me, man. Backpack rap, man.
I'm going to co-sign everything you said. I love the introduction to Cassandra. I really loved her verse. I appreciated her going ball for ball with Styles P. And just like he did with Snipe Life, Styles P came back and spit a second verse. So it's another three-verse hip-hop song. And you know I'm very big on minimum three-verse hip-hop songs on a song. So
right.
I really appreciated that.
Right.
Another dope song.
Why do you think a lot of rappers got away from that, though? Well, niggas ain't trying to drop two verses when they have a feature. They're like, okay, you do you, I do me, and we just close out. I mean, obviously,
That's just new generation. Minimal rapping is considered an art form.
Next song, my G, Ghost Vibe featuring Dice Payne. Dice Payne, another D Block affiliate. I've heard him on numerous joints with D Block. SP said, a lot of niggas had fire since they shit fizzle with no dedication to the craft. Before a rapper had dedication to the ad. Another second verse I thought was phenomenal from Styles P.
Phenomenal!
Man. I don't want to feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, man, but this man has not lost a step at all. The jumper is still wet. The pen is still fire. When he puts pen to pad and just decides to, yo, I could rap with dudes, man, SP is that guy, man. I love this song, Ghost Vibe, man. Talk to me.
Okay, Ghost Vibe. Styles P said, yeah, I'm plant-based. Pick a rapper and I'm killing them. I was like, yeah.
That.
Like, I'm nicer than you dudes. Pick somebody who y'all think nicer than me. I get busy. And I love that he's making that clear. You know what I'm saying? Three strong verses from Styles, man. It's another song you listen to. You're like, man, like the jumper is wet, wet.
Wet. Steph Curry wet, man.
Tony
we'll talk.
Playoffs wet.
Next song, my G. Animals featuring Chic Looch, produced by Vinny Idol. One of my favorite songs on here again. Lucky I calmed down on that cool out shit. I got to be real, though, man. I thought Chic Looch might have been the MVP on this joint, man. Thugged out. Listen, I thought about you when he had a Diggable Planet ball in there from Chic. Love that line. You want peace after you started, if that's understandable. Niggas always say where they from before the gun buck. I'm like, yo, I thought Chic Looch was the MVP of this joint with Animals. And I want to take a hair also. I wouldn't mind hearing a Chic and Styles album together. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't mind Vinny Idol doing the production and just Chic and Styles just riding out, man. Talk to me, man. Animals, man.
Once again, the piano on this, you know I loved it. And, of course, what threw me off is Styles spit the first two verses. Like, he rapped his first verse, and I said, okay, then she coming in. But then Styles came again. I was like, oh, all right, I see what's going on. And then Donnie dropped a super fire verse. This is
you can't say Donnie G to the comment, boys. Hold on, talk about. A lot of niggas ain't going to know who Donnie G is or Chic, though. You just can't throw Donnie G out there. You might throw niggas off. They don't know where you're going with the Donnie G talk, my G.
Well, they know that we said a featuring Chic. So I just said Donnie. But, yo, this is
be a real D-Block fan, a real Lockshead. You know what I mean? Because niggas like to say Chic and don't know his alias is Donnie. That's all I'm saying. Well, talk to me, brother.
This is a head nodder. This is the boom bap song where your head is going up and down when you're with your man. And you're like, yeah, and y'all looking at each other and your heads are going up and down. This is that type of song. This is just standard Locks banger. I agree with you. Chic and this one was great. Yo, peep this. We know Styles and Jada have 5 mic chemistry.
Yes.
Man, it sounds like Styles and Donnie got 5 mic chemistry.
Yeah, they did.
So, yeah,
they did. I really enjoyed these two together.
Hearing them do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last song, watch. Talk to me, man. Go Killer, man. What you got?
Styles was really in his hook bag. Really spit his hook. And he gave you, once again, 3 verses. So all you rappers, why is Styles P giving you 3 verses on a song?
Yeah.
What, he got more things to write about? Like, what's going on? He's shaming
you. Yeah, that's kind of wild, right?
He's shaming your favorite rappers, man. He's rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got to be. Go Killer was a dope song, man. Fine, watch. You know what people want to hear us say, man. How many mics you got this, brother?
Well, hold on. Before we go there, isn't there a song called Next Event? Next Event.
Next Event.
To the last one.
Hard and stuff. Talk to me.
Next Event, I can kill you in the streets, cause I'm a street nigga. Yo, that sounded simple, but it was so hard to me. The way you said it, I can kill you on the street. And I was like, I respect that. Man, listen, man. This is people want to hear our ranking for this, so let me tell you how I look at this album. It's one of my favorite albums of 2020. It is in my top three albums of the year. This is a strong 4 mics to 4.5 mics to me. Because, and the reason why this is why I'm going to say 4.5. I like every single song on this album. I have every song on this album makes me happy, makes me feel hip hop is alive. This is a 4.5 mic album to me.
I agree.
Top three album of the year.
I totally agree with that. I couldn't say any better. I got this as a top three album of the year. Also, after Grass, and Grass is up there for me heavy, man. I'm not going front on Grass. Shout out to RJ Payne. Shout out to Ransom. A lot of dudes dropped some dope projects, man. Can't wait to hear Shay Noah next month. And I got to agree with Watts, man. I got this as 4.5. And the reason why I got it at 4.5, there's not a song here that I don't like. Heavy lyricism, beats of production also. Let's go ahead with this, man. Is the production on here? I love the beats that Styles is choosing to rap on. You know what I mean? He's not losing a beat when he goes to the studio, Watts. When he decides that, I'm going to do a project, it seems he's going there with a game plan and it's executed very well, like very well. So I got this also at a 4.5 mic album, man, for real. Let's go ahead and watch, because I saw some people on social media talk about this. We could do two appreciations if you want. I don't care. We can start here, though. I want to go to Mount Vernon, man. A guy that you and I have watched since the 90s, overweight love in the house. You already know when I say that, you already know I'm going with this, man. Today's his birthday. R.I.P. Dwight, my Jamaican yardie, Pete Rock's cousin. From Heavy D and the Boys. Talk to me, man. You can't see what I can't see. You're blind, baby. Talk to me. Heavy D, you say what, my G?
I say, Mr. Big Stuff, Heavy D. He sampled the great old school song, Mr. Big Stuff. And that was in the late 80s. I think Heavy D is a legendary, iconic hip-hop person. I think Heavy D was a big man who could wait for it, who could dance his ass off. Yeah, he was one of them dudes.
Yes,
but he would rap and dance his ass off.
Facts. Factual.
I think he had heavy, heavy respect in the hip-hop community. If anybody wants to watch the legendary video for One More Chance, you see Heavy D when he comes outside and they're telling everybody, chill. That was actually a big deal to people when we saw that video, because the first thing we was like, yo, that's Heavy D. Like, that was a big deal. Just to keep seeing him.
Yeah.
Heavy D has some of the all-time great collabo songs, like Don't Curse, A Slept On Posse, and no one talks about it. But I'm talking about it now. Don't Curse, fire collabo cut. Heavy D is the reason why I heard Biggie for the first time on a bunch of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Let that breathe. Let that breathe. What you just said, brother, for real.
Heavy
a lot of niggas
D
don't know that.
Heavy D was doing everything you knew young brothers love Fab for. Heavy D was doing it before him. 10 years
Fab
before.
And Ja. Fab and Ja Rule.
Come on. Y'all love Ja Rule and these guys who do all these collaboration songs with R&B artists and how good they are. Heavy D mastered it. That's what he was known for. And he was fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything y'all love about them, Heavy D been doing. Heavy D's a living legend, man. He passed away. That is a legendary figure in hip-hop that does not get
the flowers
he deserves.
But let me ask you a question. Are we passionate about Heavy D because we cop Blue Funk, we cop the tapes, we know about Trouble T. Roy, we know about Don't Curse, we know about Somebody for Love, Number Love, Is It Good to You? We talk about other songs on the Juice soundtrack. Heavy D had a great song on the Juice soundtrack also. For us, is it different because we watched him grow before he passed away?
This is where I explain to people. You can't, hip-hop is different. It's literally a lived experience. When you talk about MCs, like, so for a younger person, it's like, why is 3 Watson talking about Heavy D? Let's go back and watch his videos. So you'll watch it, and you're really not going to get that. You're not going to understand why we're talking about it so passionately.
Like, if you watch the Don't Curse video and you see Kane with that purple suit on, that everybody's like, yo, why Kane wearing a purple suit? What's going on?
That was
like,
me.
Y'all not going to understand how big that was. Like, that's what he was talking about. What Kane was wearing? Yo, you hit G-Rap's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hit Grand Poobah's mother? Like, everything was a deal in hip-hop. The beginning of Mary J. Blige and Pop Daddy's career was
mm-hmm.
around, was in heavy.
Andre Orell, Diddy, all that shit, Yeah,
so.
We said, I won't curse because Heavy D said so. Who said that? I won't curse because Heavy D said so. Who I was the hell? Don't curse, I forgot. Ah, it's not Heavy right
and
now,
listen,
man.
And listen. One of the greatest rap songs of the time is because Heavy D's dancer, Trouble T-Boy. Like, that's how big it was. Like, Troy is was Heavy D's dancer, and he had a tragic death, which produced one of the most introspective, pain, heartfelt songs in hip-hop history. So, so to me, I think it's hard to explain to younger guys why Heavy D was so important for us, because you had to live it to really understand his place in hip hop history.
And there was something you said earlier that all these artists that, you know, was doing songs that's catered to women and all this. I mean, when Heavy D does a song with Aaron Hall called "Now That We Found Love," dog, and it still has that uptown, it still has that up-tempo feel to it. It doesn't sound sappy. It just has a feel-good thing to it. Heavy D was never the dude to rap about him being a gangster and being a tough guy on the block. That was not his M.O. at all. You know what I mean? Brothers like Heavy D and I just put him in a high IRC. And I believe when we did a 90s list, did we not have him high on our list? He was pretty high.
We both gave him his flowers.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, I love Heavy D, man. So I just want to give a, you know, RIP to my man Heavy D right quick, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? What's his legacy in your opinion? Before we go somewhere else, what do you think his legacy is?
A great rapper from the late and early 90s. I think he pioneered the quote unquote style that Father MC tried to make a career out of. Remember Father MC?
Father MC, I like that talk.
Who did you know the women to ladies? But I'm telling you now, all of this, you know, rapping with women, R&B, smooth tracks, dance tracks, rapping. Heavy D did it before Fab. I know y'all love Fab so much, and y'all love Fab doing all the songs with Lil Mo and doing the songs, and you know, Heavy D been doing that. So it wasn't like that was nothing to me. I'm like, yo, why is Fab doing it? That's the type of time I was on, and we respected Heavy D for doing it. Like, we never dissed Heavy D. Like, why is Heavy D doing
this? I never dissed him. Nope. I'm going here and watch Blue Funk is my favorite Heavy D's album.
I love the Blue Funk album, but I also love the Now That We Found Love album. I love
that
album.
I do like that album also.
I really like that album. That was a Don't Curse album. Yeah, man, I like that album. And Heavy D was dropping back-to-back, too, man. 89, 91, 92. Like, he was dropping albums.
Yo, son, don't he got, like, over, fam, hold up. Don't Heavy D got over, like, 5 albums?
Wait, let me tell y'all this. Later on his career, remember he did the song with 8-Ball and MJG and Big Pun? He did the Big Man song? And at that time, that's when he was working with Herb McGruff. People don't remember, but he was working with Herb McGruff, and Herb McGruff was doing a lot of collabos with him. So I remember that era. That was like 97. Like, I remember. So Heavy D is an important hip-hop figure in my life, no question about it.
Wow. I just want to give Heavy D his flowers. You know, it's his birthday today. You know what I mean? So I just want to show him his respect, man.
No doubt. Look, hold up.
Let's go ahead, man.
I need to ask you. Before you go there, I just need to ask you something. Black Thought recently named his 10 rappers of all time. And I just want to run them down to you, and I want to get your opinion on it.
All right.
So his number one rapper, from 1 to 10, his number one rapper is Rakim. Number 2 is Chuck D. Number 3 is Kool G Rap. Number 4 is Big Daddy Kane. Number 5 is KRS-One. Number 6 is the DOC. Number 7 is Rev Run from Run DMC. Number 8 is Schoolie D. Number 9 is EST from Three Times Dope. And number 10 is LL Cool J. And I would just like to know, what is your take on his top 10?
I don't have a problem with his take on that. Schoolie, he's from Philly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I think I saw people on Twitter saying, oh, why would he throw Schoolie D in? And I'm thinking to myself, yo, my niggas, Schoolie D's from Philly. Where's Black Thought from? Philadelphia, Half-Life. Hello. Of course, he's going to pick somebody from his backyard that he watched in Philly coming up. I didn't have a problem with Schoolie D, did you? Because I didn't. I saw some niggas on Twitter complaining about, why he has Schoolie D on it. I'm thinking to myself, fam, Schoolie D's from Philly.
That is so ignorant to say someone who's a pioneering rapper from the city you're from and to not have him as one of your top 10 literally makes no sense. And let me tell you why I love this Black Thought list. His top five MCs were our top five MCs of the 80s. It's just he just has it in a different order. These are the MCs we put in our top five. He just put it in a different order. So why does Black Thought, me and you, have the same MCs in our top five when we talk about the 80s?
Schoolie D probably won't be on my list, but once again, I'm not from Philly, right? But I know some New York niggas like Schoolie D too, so I'm not going to make this a regional thing too much. But his list is not far-fetched from me. Chuck D, Rakim, Kane, LL, like, that just doesn't, you know what I'm saying? I think some
Let me tell
people
you
have a problem with his list, though. Like,
I love that.
I mean, people that threw people off.
I love that he put Run at number 7. That's really important.
Let's go there for a minute.
Because
let's talk
you
about that
understand.
For a second.
The reason why that's important, because you got to understand, for any MC in our age group, when they first heard Run, that Run was a better rapper than they ever could think to be at that time. Like, this is 83. So I can think about 83. So whatever you was born in the 70s, you was a little kid in 83. You know what I'm saying? And you're listening to fucking MC. That impact was life-changing, man. And to me, I really respect and appreciate that he put Run in his top 10 MCs of all time, because so many people leave out Run DMC.
I don't like the Run DMC fronting from people. I don't like Run DMC slander. I can't tolerate it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how anybody that lived through the Run DMC, especially when you lived through that era, you front on Run DMC. Once again, man, me and Watson have a 90s list and an 80s list. 80s list, pardon me. Our favorite rappers in the 80s. And let me tell y'all something right now, man. Between the both of us, we both had Run DMC very high on our list. I just don't know how you could do 80s list and not have Run DMC. That is crazy to me. Now, let me ask you this. What does that say about DMC, that DMC didn't make his list? Does that mean anything to you at all? Or you understand why Run got that?
I can understand why you picked Run. Run, you know, when you have duos, everybody gravitates to who they think was the top. And Run, he was the more popular one. Even we knew that. Run was the popular one. Even though me and you could say I'm DMC in the place to be, I went to St. John's University. Even though that meant just as much to us.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying, Watch. I don't want nobody.
And that's 12th grade. I went straight to college. Like, we memorized it. So, like, that meant, like, people don't understand. That meant everything to us. We memorized these dudes, man. That's what fucking anybody fucking DMC. We was memorizing.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Everything to us.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Cool facts, though.
No way I can hip hop and not give Run DMC the flowers at any point. Sorry, can't happen.
And if memory serves me right, when VH1 was doing the, remember they used to do the old school things when they have the up-and-coming rappers or guys that's been here for a while, you know, tribute Rakim, tribute LL, tribute Big Daddy Kane. Didn't Black Thought do a Big Daddy Kane one year when they were celebrating Kane?
He did LL. Eminem did LL.
LL, part of LL, though. So, listen, dudes that you and I had on our list in the 80s, it's just ill to see that he still had, you know, our list ain't far off to his list, even though we did 50, I think he did.
But let me tell you, even crazier. That was our 80s list. This is Black Thought's all-time list, because that's the impact.
Okay, right,
and that
reminds
me of Styles P said. That's what reminds me of Styles P said. Styles P said, I can never put myself over these guys because they're the reason why I wanted to rap, And I never thought rap, you could sound better than that. Like, so, you know, guys like Styles P and Black Thought, they not putting no 90s dudes over the 80s guys who inspired them and made them want to be rappers.
Right.
Because if you just look into your memory, just think about your life when them dudes was coming out, what you was doing. They meant,
like, listen,
they meant everything.
Look at 50 Cent. He always salutes KRS-One to this day. To this day, son.
And he felt so strongly about Mobb Deep. He signed him. Mobb Deep meant so much to him. When he got into a position of power, he said, I got to sign these dudes, man. They meant everything to me. I'm a fan of these guys. So, you know, I just thought it was curious. I just wanted your take on Black Thought's list, because I really, really respect
him. Who else he had on there? Chuck D, right?
Yeah, of course he had Chuck.
Not surprised you got Chuck D on there, though.
One of the greatest voices in hip-hop history.
Hip-hop,
one
period.
Period.
When we go voices bag, when niggas go in the voices bag, you know, they go to Rakim, Prodigy, Nas, maybe. I feel like Chuck D sometimes gets slighted in that bag, in the voice bag.
Chuck D does
get slighted. Voices that demand
Chuck
your attention.
Chuck D's hip-hop flowers are lacking. People do not seem to celebrate him the way he should be celebrated. I think because he's so political, he's so much of an activist. That's basically, he's always been that way, but now that's what he really is. And let me just say this. He has Chuck D at number two. Chuck D's his second favorite rapper of all time on his list. It's Rakim 1, Chuck D number 2. DMC, when they interviewed him and said, who's the greatest rapper of all time? DMC came out before Chuck D, and he told your man Nardwar, Chuck D is the greatest rapper of all time. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's when you really know it's real, when people who you came out before, and you saying the truth after
yes.
that, nah, he's the best.
Yes.
That's when you really know how much. So Chuck D, to people from our age group, they understand his impact and influence. But to the current hip-hop media landscape, they don't give Chuck D no respect. I'm going to just keep it 100.
No, they don't at all. And that's a shame they don't give Chuck D his respect. Like, and it's a shame that Chuck doesn't get the respect. I think he gets the respect from our era, maybe not from this era of guys. You know what I mean?
Right. But our age group is not the program director for hip-hop at MTV.
No,
our age group is not doing a daily hip-hop show called Everyday Struggle. You know, so the people who are the voices of hip-hop in hip-hop modern media, Chuck D does not mean anything to them, which is a tragedy.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I don't get that at all, man. You know what I mean? For real, man. Watch, man, take us home, RG.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes?
Yeah.
Oh, he gave Matt Barnes his flowers because he loved the show.
When he tried to make Kobe flinch, Kobe didn't flinch. That Matt Barnes. When your man his wife, Matt Barnes, went to give him the
Derek
man.
Derek Fisher. My son Derek Fisher,
Your Nick coach that was hired by Phil Jackson. Yeah, you don't want to talk about that though. Yeah.
That was terrible. Fam, we went from Derek Fisher to Jeff Hornacek. Like, can it get any worse from Derek Fisher to Jeff Hornacek, my guy?
Well, that's your man, Phil Jackson. That's your man, Phil Jackson. That's your man, Phil Jackson.
That's my guy, Phil Jackson. Here you go, man. It's your boy 3 and Watch, man. I know the vibes already, man. Fuck with your boys.